This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Polling is underway for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Voting turnout was registered 14.55% in first 2 hours in Bihar. Gaya Ji and Kishanganj has the highest voting percentage. Around 16% exercised their right to voting in first 2 hours. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The voting will run till 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Director General of Police Vinay Kumar said that from a security point of view, the borders adjoining Nepal and the interstate borders with Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Jharkhand have been sealed and regular patrolling is underway. Election Commission has established a state-of-the-art control and command center at the Chief Electoral Officer's office in Patna to oversee the entire election process. Similar control rooms have also been set up in all 20 district headquarters. Now we go over live to our correspondent Dharmendra Kumar Rai for latest update. So Dharmendra, what latest update do you have for our listeners?
Polling is underway peacefully in all 122 assembly constituencies. Former Union Minister Syed Shahnawaz Hussain exercised his right of voting in Supaul. A member of parliament from Purnia, Pappu Yadav, also cast his vote in Purnia. Former Deputy Chief Minister Tarkishore Prasad exercised his right to vote in Katihar. Gaya and Kishanganj are leading in voting tally, where more than 16% voters exercise their right of polling. For the success of the Festival of Democracy, several arrangements are put in place by Election Commission so that the a sense of pride and feel-good factor can prevail among voters.
There
are selfie points have been set up across the all 122 assembly constituencies. People are patiently waiting their turn to cast their vote in lines in several polling booths.
So thank you, Dharmendra, for that update. Polling is also underway for by-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Gadchila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapara in Odisha. A powerful blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation in the wake of the blast. Mr. Shah visited the site of the car explosion and met the injured at LNJP Hospital, promising a thorough investigation into the blast. The Home Minister will review the situation at a high-level meeting with top officials today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters in Bihar to exercise their franchise with full enthusiasm in the second and final phase of assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also appealed to all the young voters of the state who will exercise their franchise for the first time to inspire others to do so. President Draupadi Murmu will attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. The visit follows Angolan President João Lourenço's trip to New Delhi in May, when he invited President Murmu to join the 50th anniversary celebrations. Addressing the Angolan Parliament, President Murmu said that India had consistently supported the Angolan freedom struggle. Hungarian-British author David Szalai was named the winner of the Booker Prize 2025 for his novel Flesh at a ceremony in London. Szalai was announced as the winner of the £50,000 award at a ceremony held in Old Billingsgate in London yesterday evening. He was previously shortlisted for the prize in 2016 for his novel All That Man Is. He is also the author of the novel Spring and the Innocent, as well as the short story collection Turbulence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.